This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information, or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Humility by Andrew Murray.
Chapter 10. Humility and Death to Self. He humbled himself, becoming obedient even unto death. Philippians 2:8. Humility is the path to death, because in death it gives the highest proof of its perfection. Humility is the blossom of which death to self is the perfect fruit. Jesus humbled himself unto death and opened the path in which we too must walk. As there was no way for him to prove his surrender to God to the very uttermost, or to give up and raise out of our human nature to the glory of the Father but through death, so with us too. Humility must lead us to die to self. In that way we prove how wholly we have given ourselves up to it and to God. By that alone we are freed from fallen nature and find the path that leads to life in God, to that full birth of the new nature, of which humility is the breath and the joy. We have spoken of what Jesus did for his disciples when he communicated his resurrection life to them, when in the descent of the Holy Spirit he, the glorified and enthroned meekness, actually came from heaven himself to dwell in them. He won the power to do this through death. In its inmost nature, the life he imparted was a life out of death, a life that had been surrendered to death and had been won through death. He who came to dwell in them was himself one who had been dead and now lives forevermore. His life, his person, his presence bears the marks of death, of being a life begotten out of death. That life in his disciples ever bears the death marks too. It is only as the spirit of the death of the dying one dwells and works in the soul that the power of his life can be known. The first and chief of the marks of the dying of the Lord Jesus, of the death marks that show the true follower of Jesus, is humility. For these two reasons, only humility leads to perfect death, and only death perfects humility. Humility and death are in their very nature one. Humility is the bud, in death the fruit is ripened to perfection. Only humility leads to perfect death. Humility means the giving up of self, and the taking of the place of perfect nothingness before God. Jesus humbled himself and became obedient unto death. In death he gave the highest, the perfect proof of having given up his will to the will of God. In death he gave up his self, with its natural reluctance to drink the cup. He gave up the life he had in union with our human nature. He died to self and to the sin that tempted him. So, as man, he entered into the perfect life of God. If it had not been for his boundless humility, counting himself as nothing except as a servant to do and suffer the will of God, he never would have died. This gives us the answer to the question so often asked, and of which the meaning is so seldom clearly apprehended. How can I die to self? The death to self is not your work. It is God's work. In Christ you are dead to sin. The life there is in you has gone through the process of death and resurrection. You may be sure you are indeed dead to sin. But the full manifestation of the power of this death in your disposition and conduct depends on the measure in which the Holy Spirit imparts the power of the death of Christ. And here it is that the teaching is needed. If you would enter into full fellowship with Christ in his death, and know the full deliverance from self, humble yourself. This is your only duty. Place yourself before God in your utter helplessness. Consent heartily to the fact of your impotence to slay or make yourself alive. Sink down into your own nothingness, in the spirit of meek and patient and trustful surrender to God. Accept every humiliation. Look upon every person who tries or vexes you as a means of grace to humble you. Use every opportunity of humbling yourself before your fellow men as a help to abide humble before God. God will accept such humbling of yourself as the proof that your whole heart desires it, as the very best prayer for it, as your preparation for His mighty work of grace, when by the mighty strengthening of His Holy Spirit He reveals Christ fully in you, so that He, in His form of a servant, is truly formed in you and dwells in your heart. It is the path of humility which leads to perfect death, the full and perfect experience that we are dead in Christ. Then follows, only this death leads to perfect humility. Oh, beware of the mistake so many make, who would gladly be humble but are afraid of being too humble. They have so many qualifications and limitations, so many reasonings and questionings as to what true humility is to be and to do, that they never unreservedly yield themselves to it. Beware of this. Humble yourself unto the death. It is in the death of self that humility is perfected. Know of a certainty that at the root of all real experience of more grace, of all true advance in consecration, of all actually increasing conformity to the likeness of Jesus, there must be a deadness to self that proves itself to God and men in our dispositions and habits. It is sadly possible to speak of the death life and the spirit walk while even the tenderest love cannot but see how much there remains of self. The death to self has no surer death mark than a humility which makes itself of no reputation, which empties out itself and takes the form of a servant. It is possible to speak much and honestly of the fellowship with a despised and rejected Jesus, and of bearing His cross, while the meek and lowly, the kind and gentle, humility of the Lamb of God is not seen, is scarcely sought. The Lamb of God implies two things, meekness and death. Let us seek to receive Him in both forms. In Him they are inseparable, they must be in us too. What a hopeless task if we had to do the work. Nature never can overcome nature, not even with the help of grace. Self can never cast out self, even in the regenerate man. Praise God, the work has been done and finished and perfected forever. The death of Jesus once and forever is our death to self. And the ascension of Jesus, His entering once and forever into the holiest, has given us the Holy Spirit to communicate to us in power and so make our very own the power of the death life. As the soul in the pursuit and patience of humility follows in the steps of Jesus, its consciousness of the need of something more is awakened, its desire and hope is quickened, its faith is strengthened, and it learns to look up and claim and receive that true fullness of the Spirit of Jesus which can daily maintain His death to self and sin in its full power and make humility the all-pervading spirit of our life. Are ye ignorant that all we who were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into His death? Reckon yourselves to be dead unto sin, but alive unto God in Christ Jesus. Present yourself unto God as alive from the dead. The whole self-consciousness of the Christian is to be imbued and characterized by the Spirit that animated the death of Christ. He has ever to present himself to God as one who has died in Christ, and in Christ is alive from the dead, bearing about in his body the dying of the Lord Jesus. His life ever bears the twofold mark, its roots reaching in true humility deep into the grave of Jesus, the death to sin and self, its head lifted up in resurrection power to the heaven where Jesus is. Believer, claim in faith the death and the life of Jesus as yours. Enter in His grave into the rest from self and its work, the rest of God. With Christ, who committed His Spirit into the Father's hands, humble yourself and descend each day into that perfect, helpless dependence upon God. God will raise you up and exalt you. Sink every morning in deep, deep nothingness into the grave of Jesus. Every day the life of Jesus will be manifest in you. Let a willing, loving, restful, happy humility be the mark that you have indeed claimed your birthright, the baptism into the death of Christ. By one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. The souls that enter into his humiliation will find in him the power to see and count self dead, and as those who have learned and received of him, to walk with all lowliness and meekness, forbearing one another in love, the death life is seen in a meekness and lowliness like that of Christ. End of chapter 10.